Hey everybody, this is not the Brew Shaman, this is his better half. We're here tonight with some very special guests, as well as Jeff, your usual host.
What's up, guys?
We have the Brewers of Joymongers here. This is kind of like a little bit of a follow-up episode, because we met with Uncle Mike back almost a year now.
Before, really?
I think like January, February, we first sat down.
It was cold out.
It was.
I remember being cold.
And we drank Blackberry Farms Winter Saison.
Yes, we did.
And it was delicious.
It was good.
But yeah, it's been almost a year. Joymongers has been open for a few months now, and now we're sitting down with the glorious minds behind it. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yes. Jordan will introduce everybody.
I thought we were going to go clockwise.
Jordan Miller's been on the podcast previously.
But he has pants on this time.
Yes. The shorts. I'm Jordan Miller. You've met me in your ear before. And I am a brewer at Joymongers. And
I'm Christina Hobbs. And I've never been on before. But I am also a brewer at Joymongers. Jordan's counterpart.
One that's going to sting Jordan in a minute.
I hope so. I can only hope he gets stung by a bee. And I'm here. Uncle Mike is in the house with a fucking yellow jacket.
Dude, that thing wants your beer so bad.
This may have here. Been.
Yes. It's delicious table beer for the delicious yellow jackets to enjoy.
Everybody drink fast so they don't catch it.
So, yeah, you brought a plethora of beer tonight.
A plethora. Yes.
That's a lot.
A virtual plethora of beer we brought.
It's a utopia.
I don't even know what's in there exactly because I don't remember.
I do.
Table beer is in there. Yep. Weizenbach is in there.
Weizenbach, Hevetrit, South Atlantic IPA. And
High Spiced Lager.
High Spiced Vienna Lager.
Ooh. I'm excited for that one.
Yeah.
That's our answer to the pumpkin folks.
Yeah, there's zero pumpkin.
It's zero pumpkin.
All spice.
Just spice?
Just the spice. It's all you really need, because pumpkin doesn't taste
shit. Exactly, you don't taste shit.
I like the flip, going for the lager instead of the stout on it.
Oh, yeah.
A little tired of spice bomb stouts.
Me too.
Yeah, it works really well. It's got a nice little malt body behind it. It works actually perfectly with the pie spice, so. It's been a big hit.
What kind of spices did you use?
We use pie spices, Jeff.
Just regular pie spices?
Just regular old, just like your granny would use. that would be cinnamon, nutmeg, allspice.
Candy ginger.
And cloves, yes.
I think candy ginger is the
answer. I think it's the heat.
Do you get a little of the spice
out
of
munching on it?
Can we just tell our secrets to everybody?
That's fine.
Calder Pryor's out there writing this shit down.
No, I really think that, well, I like to do weird things at the brewery, so one of those things.
Yes. Most of them involve him having his pants down.
So when the infusion beers are done, you know, we have in this case we put all the spices in a little hot bag or something like that. That way you can rack off of it. You don't leave spices behind in the beer, all that. So first time we did it, I pulled the spice bag out, and I wanted to get a good idea of you know. Well, I mean, I tasted the beer, but I really wanted to see how much ginger we got out of the ginger, because I'd never used candied ginger before. So I pulled it out. I mean, candied ginger, you eat it fresh, and it's like, oh, well, this is candy. But I pulled it out, and there was no flavor left in it, so we got all the flavor, all the sugar out of it.
How long did you leave it in there?
Three ounces.
3 ounces for 3 days.
Nice.
Yeah. Technique, man.
In three different atmospheres.
Oh, it's the same numbers.
Write that shit down.
I'm writing this down.
You're going to go back later and write it down.
Yeah, I'll listen to
that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That was per half barrel. 3 ounces, 3 days
per half barrel. Per half barrel. Yeah. What are you doing right now?
Oh, I'm just adjusting the sound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're very soft spoken.
Yes. I am?
Yeah.
Really?
In the beginning, you were.
Blue. Right.
You're adjusting, I think.
Fair enough.
So did you notice his haircut?
We did. We said it when we were inside. He doesn't have the man bun anymore.
No, thank God he got rid of that.
Did you just like come up behind him and like?
No, I wished I had hacked it off. If I'd have known he was going to get a haircut, I would have hacked it off for sure.
Did Hannah drive you herself?
No, it was on a day off, and I was just like, oh, well, I might as well do this.
Did you surprise her?
She knew I was probably going to cut it, but she didn't know what day it was. So
that sounds like I cut my hair off last year. Like, I was like, yeah, my hair was like down to my waist, and I was like, I think I want shorter hair, and then I surprised Jeff because I'm the lady.
Oh,
but.
Finish it.
We need to, for the photo for the episode, is to do a Jordan before and after, like man bun and post.
Just like the back of his head.
I didn't save the hair, guys. Yeah.
I have photos of you with the man bun.
I
We're friends. I see you often.
I put it outside my yards for, so all the birds in the neighborhood can make nests.
Is it hanging next to your salami out there?
Salami?
What? You cure your own meat.
No, I did once. I did once.
He does everything once. He'll do it. It'll do it all once.
Hey, I haven't gotten a whole leg of anything yet. But yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
I'm not ashamed.
Shouldn't be. I'm glad you're not doing it. You just moved in. Your neighbors might think you're really weird if you have.
Well, they already do.
Yeah, that's true.
I posted in next door. It was the grandson of Blackjack Mulligan, moved in across the street from everybody. I don't know if your kids know who that was.
We live
famous
in the same neighborhood.
Mid-Atlantic wrestler, so.
Okay.
Yeah, Jordan lives, like, right around the corner from me. Yeah. Like, literally, like, right around the corner.
Really?
Yes.
So far, I don't think, Mike hasn't said anything about all the blowgun darts on his roof.
It hasn't started leaking yet.
You missed that event when we were in Asheville.
Yeah.
There's basically it's just Jordan, an aspiring rapper, and then me. It's like, he's, like, we have this guy, like, right in the middle. So we get to hear lots of bass. There's a lot of bass between us.
There's some sick beats getting thrown down. So I hope this doesn't interfere with the wedding plans.
That's perfect. It's probably better than the man.
It ruins my whole aesthetic.
I mean, I got my clothes ready. And
as long as you wear these, you got to wear the glasses.
Which glasses?
Any glasses.
How many pairs do you have now?
And two.
Or else you're going to be weird. You're going to be awkward.
Oh, yeah, because everybody else has got glasses.
All
yeah.
the dudes okay. have glasses. Yeah. But, like, really hipstery glasses.
Well, I guess these...
It's okay.
Yeah, she's very soft.
She's a little muted.
Yeah, yeah. It's better than not being muted.
Yeah, she's fierce.
She, like, attacked them as they came in.
Yeah.
So how's life at Pig Pounder, man? How are we doing over there?
Good. We're doing some small batch stuff, which is
I
cool.
saw that. Are you brewing
the
now?
The basil.
Yeah.
Pig pilot?
Are you going to take over? Pig?
No,
you
it's
can
still
kick Blake out of there. Take
nah,
it over.
That's all him, man.
Basil's good. We actually have.
Oh yeah, if you
want to
try
version.
It,
I saw that.
I want to
really
try
I
it.
Do
what is it?
Our basil saison.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I love
what
yeast
did you
use?
3711.
Uh-huh.
French saison. That's my favorite.
Yeah, this is the 590 from White Labs, the French saison.
Okay. Which do you prefer? Do you prefer?
I like the French saison.
And I mean, like White Labs or White Yeast.
I like. I went with White Labs because they're going to be local.
That's true.
They're going to be in Asheville. So,
that's true.
And I'm going to make a trip to Belgium in the spring, and for like 2 weeks, and I'm going to be on a yeast hunt. And if I can find anything I really want and can get somebody to give me a little of it, I'm going to see if I can get White Labs to bank it for me. So
that'd be awesome. I want to go out there when they open the tasting room. That's going to be really cool. Hefetrit next?
Yeah, sure. Why
I think
not?
That's probably the best.
Hefetrit.
Hefetrit.
You pronounced it correctly.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
lots
congrats
people
on
say
that. North Carolina triticale from Piffy Malting.
I don't have any nails, so I'm going to leave that to you.
Piffy Malting.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me show you something.
Oh, my God.
You're going to use one to open the other one?
Come yes.
On. All
right. This is...
Nice.
Nice.
You have multiple of these?
Don't encourage him. It's a constant battle to keep him from inventing new shit every day.
So you're still, like, trying weird shit off tanks and, like, trying stuff you probably shouldn't be trying? Like you did at Natty's?
I don't feel comfortable answering that.
Yes, there's no telling what he's done to him.
So, we were talking about the infuser kegs. How's that going?
It's going pretty awesome.
Pretty
man.
Popular?
Yeah, it's been great.
It's really fun, like, coming up with creative ideas. We look on for, like, inspiration, like, recipes. Like, Jordan saw a salsa that was, like, blackberry and sage, right?
Yep.
Or some jam or something like that.
That beer.
So he, like, used that for inspiration to make the infusion.
I mainly just use Pinterest.
You just look up cooking recipes just and
yeah.
beer.
Beer by Pinterest, yes. Yeah. No, but it's like we're spinning beers really fast right now, and it helps us to move through certain product so we can doctor it a little bit, you know, yeah. and it makes the kids happy that there's some new grand new flavor on the board, you know. So
yeah,
we sell quite a bit. I mean, sometimes, like the Blackberry Sage Saison, that's one day. If we put that beer on, we sell a half barrel. It's gone. Like that, you know. The Pie Spice is going pretty fast. Certain beers, we've been doing some Weizenbach on rum oak chips.
I saw that one.
Yeah, those are going really well. We've been doing the Saison on some Pinot oak chips. Those are going really well. So it's cool. I wish I had room for more because we can barely squeeze the three we have into the cooler. So
how big are they?
Well, they're just half barrel kegs, but we have a lot of beer in the cooler right now. we're loaded for bear currently. So
how often do you guys brew?
This week we're brewing 4 days.
Holy shit.
And last week we brewed 1 day, and the week before that we brewed 4 days. So it really just depends on when we have. But next week we won't brew at all. So we'll brew 4 days this week. Next week we won't brew anything because we're out of tanks. So we're out of keg space in the cooler. We're completely locked up, you know. So depending on, if we have a huge weekend, we could possibly brew next week. But it's doubtful. I doubt we brew next week.
And what size is your system?
It's a 10. It's a 10. Okay. Everything we have is based off 10, but we have a 15-barrel mash louder. So we oversize the mash louder so that we can do full-size high grabs and have, big beers, you know. So nice. What's wrong over there, Christina? You're having some issues.
I just bumped my head on the pole here.
I'm going to watch out for this.
Outside was dangerous.
Yeah.
I know, there's
the trying holes. I was avoiding a mosquito, and I kind of swerved
and dodged into it.
Yeah, so this is all North Carolina triticale. We sub that in for wheat. And triticale is a wheat-rye hybrid. So basically the grain looks like long. You know what rye looks like, and you know what wheat looks like. So it looks like long wheat. It's the same color as wheat. It's not gray like rye, but it's very long. And I'm assuming they were growing it for cow feed or something. I don't know. Sebastian found it in North Carolina and started malting it over in Durham. So
yeah, that's the new malter.
It's cool, man. Yeah, yeah. They're making great. Their grain's awesome. I mean, we've had really good luck with it. So, I've used a lot of it. So we've got another pallet coming next week. So
that's awesome. That a lot of more the ingredients are coming from here. So you got malt. You're gonna have White Labs.
Soon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're getting close. What we need to do is certain states like Nebraska, for instance, and New York State. New York State. If you use so many ingredients from inside the state, you get a tax break.
That's awesome.
So it'd be really cool if North Carolina would look at that, because I mean the tax is what we really need to work on anyway, in my opinion. I wish the guild would focus 100% of their momentum towards that tax, because that would help everybody. You know, I don't really care about the cap. You know, I mean the cap, I get it. You know, but it's not ever going to affect me. So I would much rather the state tax go down. It's one of the highest in the country. So
yeah, that's what I thought.
Wow.
$19 a barrel, yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I think only Tennessee is one of the only ones.
Oh, Tennessee is like ridiculous. It's like $32 a barrel or something, yeah. But I mean, for instance, Virginia's $7.
Really?
So yeah, Virginia's $7 a barrel, we're $19, so we're $12 more per barrel. So every keg, every single keg is, you know, what, $8.50, $9.50.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Just in tax. Just in state tax. And then you got the $3.50 to the feds.
Okay. Yeah.
So then you got another $3.50 to the feds for every single half barrel keg.
It's got to be killing everybody.
Well, yeah. It's not good for the wholesale, that's for sure. Retail, it's not really that big a deal, but wholesale, it's a huge deal, you know.
Call your congressman.
Yeah, call the guild.
Demand answers.
This affects everybody.
We're just trying to do our part, man. We're making beer good again. We're making beer great again. Jordan wears his hat every day.
Gotta start a Facebook movement.
He should, man.
People will really.
Oh, I. I only wore a hat once so far at work, and so I was really confused by that last guy. I was like, wait a second, he wears his hat. I don't understand what that
means. Yeah, he wore his hat today or yesterday because I made fun of his hair. We covered it up.
It's a little hard to keep in place right now.
Unless you gel it up like you have now.
I cement it. You should get a headband. Or bandana.
No.
Looking slick.
Ooh, yeah, you'd look bandana.
Two bandanas.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. Don't go from the
what if...
If you wear a bandana, I'm going to hit you with a fucking shovel.
But what if you got, dog bandanas to sell, and then Jordan could wear one on his head? Because I really want River to rock a Joymonger's
right,
bandana.
But that's demeaning for me.
Yeah, but River would get a bandana.
If you wear a bandana, you are never going to hear the end of it. Ever. And you may suffer physical abuse at the end of it.
Hey, actually, we don't have a shovel. So...
If you see something, say something.
Yes, if you see something, say something. If he looks abused, if you go there and Jordan looks abused, say something.
You got, like, a stainless steel mash battle?
No.
No.
We got rakes, man.
Yeah, man, we don't need that.
Okay, cool, whatever.
Come on.
We have a broom. That's about it.
Yeah, we have a broom.
We have a broom and a squeegee. And a big, long brush. Now that you know all the tools that we have,
yes,
there at Joymonger's.
That's it. That's all
as
you got.
As well as the ingredients. You can
We're
just sitting.
I can
we're
make you
to
wrestle
brewery.
The regular guy we have. We have this one guy that comes in and just hangs out every day. He doesn't really buy anything. We just let him hang out there.
Within the brewery?
No. Just in the tasting room. But he could certainly wrestle Jordan. That would be worth it. I might actually pay him to wrestle you, actually. That would be pretty awesome.
You can make an event for that.
Yeah,
just clear out the tap room a little.
Good, man.
Yeah, what's our slow night? Just schedule it for that.
Jordan wrestles the
Unabomber.
Do you
guys have a slow night?
What?
Do you have a slow night?
Yeah, of course we do.
Urban,
know which one it is. Yeah, Mondays are slow, man.
Not with trivia now.
But we're open.
We have trivia now.
But we're open.
Mondays?
Yeah, we started trivia this week.
How's that going?
Pick Thunder open on Mondays?
No.
We had like 15 teams first night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We had packed house for the first night of trivia, so I think we're going to do okay with it. Then we have music Tuesday, Wednesday, and then it gets too busy for anything else other than slinging beers. But it's been great.
It's a good problem.
It is a good problem. We're happy with that problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you guys noticed any, like, change in the foot traffic since doing, like, weirder beers? Because I know in the beginning you guys had... more of, like, your staples.
Well, the thing is, like, with the new system, we, you know, it's easy just to take a bunch of grain and throw it in there and brew something and call it something. But it's very hard to brew to style. So in order to learn the system, I think it was really a good idea for us to brew perfect styles over and over and over again so that we knew exactly what the system would do. Then we could start playing with stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. Have you guys noticed? You guys bartend. Have you noticed different foot traffic? I'm not there. I go home.
We have a lot of regulars that come in because they know that we're going to have something new on every time they come in. So that's been nice. And then we have the out-of-towners that come in, and they're, like, really surprised that we have such a variety. So I think everybody's pretty happy with what we have.
That's good.
I think that there's not only... I mean, we're brewing styles, classic styles, but we're also doing those styles that people don't necessarily hear about at every... You can go to 5 breweries, and you can always get an IPA. You can always get, something vaguely Belgian. But, you know, bartending, you're behind the bar, and half the time people come up, they're asking what something is. What's a Weizenbach? What's a French table beer?
What's that? People are confused oftentimes about the milk stout. They're like, it's a beer with milk in it? And then I'm like, no. And I get to like tell them all about it, and they get all excited to try it. And we've had the Chipotle cinnamon milk stout on recently, which a lot
of people did that in the infusion.
I like that a lot. That
peppers and cinnamon on top of the chocolate milk stout went over really well. Although I didn't think that we could get that much heat out of Chipotle peppers, and we found some heat in there.
It was a nice balance between the sweet and the hot.
Well, it's not hot. The thing with Chipotle's is they're not hot like habaneros. You don't feel it when you're drinking it. You only feel it like a little while afterwards when you start warming up.
Yeah, your stomach starts warming up.
Yeah, you start warming up from the bottom up, and it's like, holy hell. Plus, we use a lot of cinnamon in there, too. So we got a new one coming out, too. That'll be out, another Chipotle cinnamon milk stout that'll be out soon enough. So
like it.
Jordan probably cut the chipotles too fine.
Jordan screwed it up again. Jordan. These guys fight. These two fight every day. It's like a comedy back there.
You like, sit back there with the
beer. Well, they're only watching. We're all together on Mondays, so this is the way it works. Because these guys work half the time in the brewery and half the time behind the bar. So Mondays we're all together, all day long, all together Mondays. Tuesdays, I have Jordan back there. Christina's day off is Tuesday. Wednesdays, I have Christina back there because it's Jordan's day off on Wednesday. Then Thursday, Christina works at night, so I have Jordan back there. And then Christina comes in Friday morning, and Jordan comes in. Is that right?
Yeah, Jordan comes
in. You come in Friday morning, and then Christina comes in Friday afternoon.
At 10.
So we really only have one day a week that we all work together. And it's enough.
It's more than enough for you.
Because it's constant bickering back and forth.
It's not that bad.
There's too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yes. Well, we have a lot to do. I like to stack the week so that we're super busy on Monday, and by Friday we don't have anything to do. So, and if something breaks or anything, we can worry about it, and then we can catch up on Friday. But I don't, you know. And then we don't, you know, they bartend on the weekend. I take Saturdays off, and then I do a little bit of work on Sunday. So, and then they take Sunday off. So,
how is the whole bartending / cellar and brewing?
I think I have the what? I'm trying to project here. There's a microphone over there.
You're fine. You're good.
So I would much rather, like, my personality, I would much rather be in the brewery. You know, that's where I enjoy it the most. But bartending gives me the opportunity to talk to a lot more people that we're selling our beer to. And so just kind of get a general idea of, you know, this is selling more. Why isn't this selling as much? You know, just, okay, my alarm went off.
And you get to make that cash. You get to make it rain out there at the bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's a great part about it, is because I would make, bartenders make way more than, you know, hourly workers do. So that is fantastic. But when I'm behind the bar, then, you know, these people that come in, what's a Weizenbach, what's a table beer, the other bartenders will always send questions down to me.
That's by design.
Yeah.
That's the punishment of being the brewer trapped behind the bar.
And sometimes it's great because I feel like I'm doing a, you know, community service by explaining something. And then sometimes, one of my favorite recent questions was, do you have anything that's colder than the rest of it? And
I've never had that one.
Right. No, the patron, thank you for buying our beer, by the way. But they said, do you have anything colder than the rest of it? And they said, I don't know. I don't know what that means, because, like, all of our beers, the cooler's is 38 degrees. That's nearly freezing.
That's too cold, actually. You know?
Yeah, I mean,
all of our beers need to warm up a little bit to come to life. You know?
Yeah, so. And I'm like,
ask for a chilled glass? Do you have a chilled glass?
He did. Well, he suggested it later on.
You should have given him a couple of ice cubes to put in it.
Oh, my dad actually drinks ice cubes in his beer.
And what is your take on behind the bar, Christina?
I pretty much feel the same way that Jordan does. I really love being in the brewery, and bartending is a whole different world. I enjoy getting to talk to people and find out what they think about our beers and see if they have, like, any, like, preferences or suggestions or what they'd like to see in the future. But it can definitely be exhausting. Like Jordan said, all the questions get directed at you, so it can be a little overwhelming at times, especially for me, because I don't have very much, like, experience bartending. I've always been kind of back of house type of worker, so it's definitely been a learning experience. It's taught me a lot of patience, and I've definitely learned a lot about the Greensboro consumer, and I think that's very helpful to take back to the brewery.
What is the Greensboro?
I got paspas in my shoe. Holy macaroni.
I've gotten that a lot, even in these 2-3 weeks at the Beer Den. None of the other ladies are knowledgeable when it comes to what we are serving and filling the growlers with. So what I hear them, they read off of index cards, like whatever the manager writes down. and they're like, this is going to have citrusy notes. It's going to be lighter. And then, or now that they've learned, I'll, like, show up. I won't even, like, be behind the counter yet. And they're like, oh, Alyssa's here. She can tell you all about it.
Wait, so you're just saying that they enunciate very clearly?
Yeah, they do. They're very clear. They're very, very clear. They also, and I'm sure she'll,
it's kind of like a walk through the museum. And here's a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Should have them on the podcast.
I'm sure she'll never hear it. But I think one of my favorite things that I've heard them tell our customers thus far is, yeah, the great thing about a cherry cider is they brew it with cherries and not with apples.
Wait, what?
When you get a fruit...
They brew it.
When you get a fruit cider, it's not made with apples, it's made with that other fruit. Mm. And I'm like, well, that's not true. Why would you say that? She's like, I don't know, I thought they'd find that interesting.
Just tell them what they want to hear.
Just tell them.
Yeah, so now we've moved on to the pie-spiced Vienna Lager.
I love this beer.
It's good. I really like this.
It's really funky.
It smells great.
Thank you.
It.
I want a scoop of ice cream.
It works really well with this beer. Yeah. It almost makes me think that everybody should make Vienna Lager as their pumpkin beer.
Oh, spice.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's not really sweet.
No, it's like it's perfectly balanced, man. It's weird. Considering we just cram a bunch of spices in the keg with this beer, it's like it's beautifully balanced.
This is just your Vienna Lager base.
Yeah, it's just our base Vienna Lager with a little pie-spice added to it.
Zero pumpkin.
And zero pumpkin, that's right. It's pumpkin-free, pumpkinless beer. There is no pumpkin.
Do you have people coming in and asking if you have a pumpkin beer?
Yes.
And if I hear them say that, I say, well, what does pumpkin taste like? Because I'm very curious to think what you think pumpkin tastes like. Because everybody thinks pumpkin tastes like cinnamon and nutmeg for some reason.
Yeah.
Yes, then I grab him by the throat and I say, it's a goddamn squash.
No, I considered, because we tapped this beer in the middle of service when another one ran out. So I grabbed a ladder and I tore the thing down and I hastily scribbled Pie Spice Vienna Lager on it. Because that's what I heard Mike wanted us to write on it. But if I thought about it, I think it would be clever to just write pumpkin-free spice lager, Vienna lager, or something like that. Because that, I mean, people are looking for
pumpkin. Or just put not pumpkin up there.
Yeah, not pumpkin.
Vienna lager. I like it.
When I redid the sign the next day.
Pause for effect.
I thought about drawing a little pumpkin with like a line through it. So they would know it's not pumpkin, it's just pie.
Yeah.
But
no, everybody's already being like, oh, that's a great pumpkin beer. Oh my god, that's the best pumpkin beer ever.
That's because there's no pumpkin in it. Well, and it's not overly spiced and sweet.
Yes. Somebody asked me what kind of pie it was. Like, pie spice. What kind of pie spice?
Blueberry.
it's a fruit. But no, you're... Mm.
Yeah, but I mean, when you think about pie spice is pie spice.
Yeah.
Any spiced pie has the same spices in it. It's the same thing.
There's
no difference between apple pie spice and pumpkin pie spice.
No, it's the same.
It's usually the same thing. Mm. I like the ginger and the added ginger.
Make me want to go apple picking, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never had the
I want to drink this around the fire, campfire.
Yeah, I want it to be cold now.
Yeah. It needs to be colder than
it's about to be cold, I think. I hope.
It's going to rain tomorrow.
We're headed into Indian summer, man. I've seen it too many times.
This is dry. Right?
We're gonna have hot. It's gonna. The rest of September is gonna be hot. Part of October will be hot.
It's gonna be. We're gonna be melting while we say our vows.
It's cooling down to the low 80s. I mean, that's where we're at right now. So I mean, it's we're headed directly into Indian summer right now.
Goodness.
That's our weatherman, Mike. Hey. Back to you, Jeff. Hey.
But no, this works really fantastic. I really want people to move away from pumpkin beers.
Yeah, I
see people still brewing them.
I just wish they understood pumpkin beers. That's the thing, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing that cracks me up are all these brewers that are wasting their time dealing with pumpkin in the louder ton, which is a brutal, brutal thing to have to deal with.
When
all you got to do is just, you know, take a malt-based beer and it has a pumpkin spice to it, or pie spice to it.
This is a great color too.
Well,
that's
there's
cool. That's a great beer, man. That's like 3470.
I have all these ideas I need to make Jeff do. I have all these ideas.
You what?
I have all these ideas that I want you to do. Oh,
that I want to do my pilot batch?
Yeah, or here. That's
well,
fine.
Well, now at the pilot batch, I get to try shit that I don't want to try here.
That's true. For, you know,
you don't have to pay for
suck.
It.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I really want a molasses saison with, like, the spices in it. To be more of like a pecan pie.
Well, I've got 590 rolling right now, man. I'm going to harvest some 590 this week, actually. So I've got French saison yeast for days. Right, we're getting ready to do a plum
grisette.
Someone making
molasses.
Yeah, we're doing a plum grisette.
Bring a mason jar
and
over.
And then we're releasing a dry hopped farmhouse beer probably this weekend.
Ooh.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's super tasty.
So Christina and I are trying to figure out.
No, would you dry hop it with, or is that a secret?
No, we dry hopped it with Mandarina, Barbaria, and Citra.
Nice, yeah. A little juicy.
It's the funny thing with the 590 yeast is it's kind of tart. I mean, it's like, because it's, that French Saison yeast chews through everything down to like, I mean, no matter what you give it, you end up at one Play-Doh pretty much.
Yeah,
so,
most of mine
I mean,
get down low.
But not only is it dry, it gives it this like really cool tartness. So everything we've brewed with it so far has had this underlying like...
You get like that pepper?
It's not pepper at all. We're getting tart.
Huh.
We get this weird like slight tart cherry thing.
We're instructing with the
facility.
Johnny Locker.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I've never heard that before.
Johnny Walker?
Johnny Locker.
Locker.
A Johnny Locker.
So now, Christina and I are figuring out how to try to explain farmhouse ale.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, what does farmhouse mean? Well, we found an old farmhouse, and we stored a keg there. Just
that's
one keg.
It
was in France, too?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It was in France.
We've had that discussion though on a previous episode, like
the saison and farmhouse.
Yeah, the distinction between a saison and a farmhouse.
Is there?
Well, there's not.
There's
no. There is no distinction. I mean, it's just what it is for me is another term to use, because what we did was we took the 590 yeast and we made a standard saison, and then we took the same yeast and we made a table beer, and then we took the same yeast and we made a dry hopped farmhouse because we needed another name because we don't want to keep calling it saison. Then we took the same yeast and we made a grisette. So it's all in the same family. I mean,
it's just interchangeable.
It is, pretty much, you know. All it gives us is a different name to throw
different
out.
Different name.
Yeah. I mean, farmhouse should be a little more rustic and just like a grisette. So, like, the grisette, like, our grisette has triticale in it, it has rye in it, it's got a bunch of different grains in it. So
Wheat and rye? Yep.
Wheat and rye.
Now, I was thinking when I was looking at, I was dumping the grain in, and I was thinking, you know, we're putting a bag of wheat and a bag of rye in here. We just put two bags of triticale.
It's not the same thing.
Oh, I know. But
it ran pretty good. I was expecting it to gum it all up, but it did not gum it at all.
Yeah.
No, but it's you know, it's cool. I really like brewing with the French Saison yeast. I'm a big fan.
That's one of my favorite strains.
It does a lot of different things, and you can play with it, and it's really hearty. I mean, everything about it is just like super hearty.
Yeah, it's a workhorse.
It is a workhorse. And we're on. I mean, it was a White Labs pitch. That's the other thing I like about White Labs is they give you a full pitch for half the price of white yeast. So. You know, I mean, you can order to pitch. So basically, because they have what they call pitch perfect for White Labs. So you just go on there and you plug in your exact yield. You know,
and
your size.
Pitch for that.
No, I mean, well, you can have a custom pitch, but they already have a pitch ready, because they do the pitch, all of that stuff. They make the yeast actually in the bag.
Yeah,
like
I saw a little video about it.
It's grown in the bag.
Yeah,
it's super cool. Yeah, they prop it in the bag. So, and it worked great. I mean, we followed their directions perfectly, and it worked perfectly. And we've harvested it over and over and over, and we've had it's worked better and better and better. So, no off flavors, no weirdness. We don't have a lab, so, I mean, we can't really count cells. I mean,
but it's still performing.
It's performing great, yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll probably run it six generations, maybe. I mean, we're on five right now, so.
She's a nut.
Whoever wishes.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to try it. I'm torn between using 1272 this weekend or Chica, the WLP 001.
Or USO 5.
Just use the UO5.
Or UO5.
UO5 is just easier, man. The UO5 works really well. I mean, that,
yeah, yeah,
that's
I've
a
used
great
that before.
Dry yeast. I mean, it's because I mean for us, I mean it's hard. It's been hard for us to keep this pitch alive. I mean, we've been brewing a lot of farmhouse beers, more so than we thought we would, just to keep the pitch fresh and alive. So there's no way we could do multiple, you know, multiple wet yeast. You know, we can't use liquid all the time. We have to use dry yeast. So
do you let your farmhouses just like ramp up and just go?
Oh yeah, yeah. We to 80.
About 80.
We set the top at 80. Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, what happens is we get them in the tank at about 68. And they'll sit at 68 for about 24 hours, and then they'll free rise to 80. And they sit about right at 80, man. They'll kick the chiller on a few times at 80.
Wow.
And they chug through pretty well. And it's like you think it's done, and it's not even close. I mean, it's,
yeah, that stuff just goes for days.
Yeah, it goes on and on and on and on. I mean, and the last harvest went really well. It's the first time we had, because, you know, we wanted to dry hop on the last one, but I didn't want to dry hop into the good yeast, so.
Yeah, because then you wouldn't be able to pitch out. You wouldn't be able to
right,
take
exactly.
It.
So I learned a new technique that we tried, and it worked great. So
classified.
Damn it!
Wicked weed technique.
All the tricks.
I used a wicked weed beer today. I made chili.
Yeah, what'd you use?
Shibala, the pumpkin beer.
You put that in chili, did you really?
It yeah, well, it's got well. It's got cacao nibs and spices and chilies in it, so I figured, you know,
might as well.
I drank some of it.
Anybody want another squirt of this?
Yeah, why not?
Pass.
Man, we're talking about beer.
Wicked Weed goes so fast, the beer done.
You said
like
you wanted it.
Hours. No. And we drained a keg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As soon as people see it, they have it, like, set to their phone when we update, like...
I've been drinking a lot of Lunatic lately. I really like that.
Lunatic's really good.
Yeah. That's a great beer. I got a fridge full of it right now, actually.
We recently had Juiceless on.
Juiceless? You got Juiceless in a keg, really?
Yeah, we had Juiceless.
Wow.
People really liked it.
It's good, yeah. I actually got to taste the Juiceless out of the tank before they ever released
it.
It was. It's pretty good beer, yeah. That's
I haven't had that one yet.
Neither. I tried it. No, it was really good. Especially we had it. We always keep two IPAs on, and it was side by side with.
That's
one
a good segue
that
into our next beer because it was
yeah.
Like we and Wicked Weed, myself and Andrew Deming down at Four Saints had at the same time that Wicked Weed did this epiphany about making a tropical beer without being New England style, you know, without actually putting juice in it and making it murky as shit and everything. So we did it completely different than they did it, but it was that's why they call that beer Juiceless, is because it's a punch at New England IPA. And that's why we call this one South Atlantic IPA, because it's like we used everything from the South Atlantic region. Like we use local grain and we use cane sugar and we use orange and lemon and grapefruit peel.
We had this.
We got a growler of this.
So
yeah, this is actually the new one. So this is the newer one we just did.
Oh,
yeah, we just did a whole other batch.
2.0.
It is sort of 2.0-ish, yeah. We called it the same name, but it's 2.0. It's a little bit different. And it's not a collaboration at this point. You know, Andrew and I think Andrew did a follow-up as well. I haven't tasted his follow-up yet, but we that was the whole purpose of it, you know.
I like collaborations.
Yeah, I love collaborations, especially when it's between two of our favorite. Hopefully.
It's going to be really weird after all that cinnamon.
Yeah, just pour a splash in each glass and we can swirl it around and cleanse.
Okay, Jordan. Here's my...
Not on living your legs.
These crowlers really don't pour well.
No, they do not.
It's because we fill them all the way up to the brim.
It keeps the oxygen out, sister.
I know why we do it, but I'm just saying that's why it pours.
How are things going with the crowler? Are people like stoked about it?
We just ordered our second pallet.
Nice.
We sold a whole pallet of crowlers in 2 months.
Holy!
And that's
a
lot of crowlers. That's like 2,000 crowlers or something. So, yeah. Well, I mean, that's plus the owners and staff running off with them constantly.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I mean, we sold a lot of them. A lot of that 2,000 actually got paid for.
Yeah, once people see the crawler machine going, they get all excited, and everybody else wants one too.
It's really good. They're so much more compact. They hold better. They store better. It's so much better than a growler.
Bring them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Beach. You can take them anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, they last longer. Mm-hmm. I mean, because we fill them to the top, and then once you put the lid on it and you put it in the machine, it mashes it down a little bit, so it pushes any oxygen to there.
And pushes the foam out, yeah.
So I think they're awesome. And we've had no, knock on wood, no mechanicals with the machine at all. So, and it's an old-timey, crazy little machine, so...
Go ahead. It's a very simple machine, so it's like, I mean, what would go wrong?
Sort of like you, Jordan. Very simple.
Yes. Well, it's the Wisconsin aluminum foundry that makes it. It's really just a chassis they've been making for 50 or so years with an electric motor that's very simple. And all you got to do is change out the chuck. The two fittings on it, you switch those out, and you can stainless steel with beans in it if you want to. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a very old, very tested machine.
See, so, yeah, I think we should offer to put people's Christmas presents in these things. We should. Anything that'll fit in there, we could package it in there for Christmas.
Absolutely.
Or you know?
Yeah. How would they get it out?
Well, it'd be a struggle.
Yeah. It's a can opener, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. You'd have to cut the top off, but it'd be pretty cool. We're not going to put beer in there with it. You know?
T-shirt. Yeah, I mean,
we can sell t-shirts in there.
And then they could pull through that tiny little
tank top. Yeah. I've been packaging my gold ingots in there for a couple months now. Yeah, I'm just.
Okay. You are such an idiot.
Have you tested these out? Like, have you, like, when you first got it, did you can something and then try
to get
it? I have a
double IPA sitting in my refrigerator right now that's about 2 months old, so I haven't cracked it yet.
I tried to save the first IPA I got, but it didn't work
out. I just want to see how much oxygen we get.
That's what I'm curious about.
Flavor wise, I want to see what the O2 levels are like. So
that'd be interesting to see.
Or the DO levels, I should say.
Dissolved oxygen, yeah.
I brought a crowler to my buddy at Foothills, and one of the other people there was like, "We should take this back and see how much DO is in it." I was like, "You already opened it. It's not going to work." But, yeah, I mean, we should. They have a DO meter.
They do?
Apparently.
They have a lot of fancy...
So they say.
Fancy.
They do have a lab.
Yeah.
They also have Justin.
Justin.
And,
And Joey.
They had
Joey.
New Jeff. It was hilarious that New Jeff actually became New Jeff.
Who's New Jeff?
Butler. Justin Butler. His nickname was New Jeff.
Oh.
Remember that? Because we were calling him Percy. So we always called him New Jeff. He hated it.
I forgot about
So we
Percy.
Always called him New Jeff. He's like, my name's fucking Justin. So then Jeff quits. And then new Jeff ends up with Jeff's job.
Oh my god! I thought that was gonna kill him.
I gave him so much shit about that. I was like, "Now you are new Jeff."
Do you know how many nights he called?
I can only imagine
being like, "I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I can't sleep."
He still calls me randomly, just like on his way to work, and he's like, "Hey man, I'm so happy."
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me though. Whenever he can, he calls someone. He's not a texter.
No.
He needs to call. Jeff will like text him.
Yeah.
He sexted me a couple times.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Was it?
Maybe
it
that's weird. Why he doesn't
there were
text.
Pictures involved.
Of who?
I was the receiver.
Does he got like a bottle of Jade just hanging there?
Yeah.
What's up with
Mike? Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's mostly Citra, but it's got some Jade in there.
It's like he just panned down, and it was like his face, and then it was his bare chest, and then it was just a bottle of Jade. And he had scribbled out Jade and wrote Justin across it. I can't wait till he listens to this.
I'm gonna get
a phone call immediately.
We're gonna listen to this in the car on the way to Mysteries Oktoberfest on Sunday with him.
Oh boy.
Oh, he's gonna love that.
Yeah.
On Sunday?
On Sunday. Are you free?
This Sunday?
This Sunday.
Yeah.
That's Mystery?
17?
Yeah. No, I'll be watching 18th. Football, but that's pretty 18th. Cool.
Anyone who's free, that's where we'll be. I mean, Hillsborough.
Yeah, big-ass pint glass for, like, a mug for, like, $18.
Is it
$8.
The brewery
like
or the tasting room?
Yeah, like, I don't know the size.
The brewery or the tasting room? Because, you know, they're off-site.
I went down there one time. I was real confused.
Down the hill.
Yeah, they're a good distance from each other.
Most of the parties are at the brewery, though.
I think it might be at the
brewery.
Yeah,
I feel like it's at the brewery.
Okay, cool.
They have a much bigger space for that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would say it's at the brewery, just because the tap room's tiny.
Is it all day, or just...
12 to...
10.
10? 12 to 10?
Yeah.
Pretty much,
but yeah, you get $8 for a big ass mug.
The public house? Is that what the brewery
Yeah,
is?
That's
brewery
down at the bottom of the hill.
Do you get
that's
endless
the, that's
refills?
A tasting room, yeah.
$5 fills.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
They have that big parking lot across the street, though. They may have moved over
true.
There. It's
they're,
possible.
They're releasing their English Mild, Belgian IPA, Fall Saison, and Smoked Rye Stout.
Man.
I wonder what Fall Saison
and
means.
Rapunzel,
is
an Oktoberfest ale.
Is the fall, is that the one with molasses? That might be.
The Rosalind.
That
it might be.
Might be the one. If it is, that's awesome.
Speaking of fall saisons or saisons and Blackberry Farms. Okay, going back. Blackberry Farms, we had their winter saison last year.
Yes.
Was it smoky?
I don't think so.
No, that's
I had it last night.
That's bacteria.
I had it last night.
We have a spring
it
in the fridge.
It tasted like a rauk.
No, that's bacteria, dude.
Really?
Ask Isabel about that. Yeah, that's a weird... He can tell you exactly what it is, but there's this weird smoke bacteria thing that happens.
Because I remember
that guy died, so I don't like talking about his beers, so...
Oh, yeah. Well,
the
main
guy from Blackberry Farms died.
What?
Earlier this year. Yeah, he was involved in a skiing accident.
Oh, that's terrible.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good, but, like, it was unexpected for me.
Yeah.
And which one? That was the...
It was the winter saison.
Winter.
Yeah, no, it definitely didn't have any smoky.
It was like Bomberg smoky.
Because we drank it on
New Year's
Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
And we
then
drank
we
it.
Drank it again.
Yeah.
It wasn't... No, I don't remember
no,
any routes.
And like Jeff said, we have a bottle of the spring right now in the fridge that we've been meaning to drink. There's just so much beer to drink. We forget about all the good stuff that
it's
we
have. It's not a problem.
No, we still have that Haw River, that peach.
Oh, yeah.
That Brett and
Yeah,
peach.
But you guys got to open that one.
We got to open that with you guys.
Yeah.
We went a couple, probably...
It was a while
in
ago.
In January, we went with the Millers to Haw River, and we each picked up a bottle of a Brett and peach Saison. And the intention was to wait a couple months, open the first one, and then wait a few more months and open the second. So we still have to open the second. Which,
I'm still, I can't remember if they put that one on peaches after it was breaded, or... I have no idea. I'm completely ignorant of their procedure. But,
Which is weird.
Is that the only thing?
I'm pretty sure he, like... We went into the brewery and he told us about the beer and stuff. That
yeah,
he,
Steven. Hey,
yeah.
man. He took us back there. But I emailed...
Where are we talking about?
Haw River. Rivers.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Wiggins.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Little Stevie Wiggins.
but I emailed Ben a while back to see about... I might spend a day off over there.
Yeah?
Just poking around, man.
Nice. I got a couple of fooders.
Giving out handies behind the dumpster.
We'll be there...
Those were panties.
Panties.
We'll be there the 24th. They're having a sour release.
Yes.
Two golden, different golden sours.
Well, they have their big party coming up. First
I
just
of November. Saw that on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Their anniversary thing. That thing's awesome.
Oh, that's
that party.
There,
that's
too.
The party of the.
That's
the party of the year for
we were planning on being
sure.
there the 24th anyway, and then I saw an event come up on Facebook being like, sour release. And I'm like, perfect.
Yeah,
they sounded, one was with Muscadine or a Scuppernong.
Scuppernong.
Yeah, that sounded really good.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? Was it Bucket? No.
It was like Chokeberry.
Chokeberry.
I never heard of that kind of berry, so I thought
I looked it
really
up today.
Weird.
Yeah,
is it the
both
same as
weird.
A choke cherry?
No.
No.
I don't know.
He looks so short, guys.
I have
Jordan
no idea. God, it's getting really nice out here now.
Yes.
Oh, I know. Yeah, no more yellow jackets.
You have an empty glass.
Yeah, I've had an empty glass.
What are you doing? There's still a...
What is this?
South Atlantic.
There's nothing in there.
Empty.
A little South Atlantic. And then we're going to go to the Weizenbach.
Ooh.
And I had a whole fridge full of Deschutes at the house, but figured I'd bring out beer.
Yeah,
and I had a
Hoonapoo.
I have a Hoonapoo from this year in there too, but I didn't bring any.
Hey, me too.
Oh yeah, you bought one from my buddy Coral.
I bought one.
We should have stopped by for some crawlers before the crafted barbecue. You were disappointed. Not.
I would have brought you beer if I had come, and I. I forgot what I did that day, but I didn't.
You
come
had something going
it
on.
It rained.
I was at a wedding.
You were at a wedding.
I was
what
at my sister's bridal shower.
You were at a something. A There's what's wedding season.
Oh, you know what it was? I was crazy hungover that day.
Fair.
Like, really
that's
badly
understandable.
Hungover.
That's
we got shit.
I remember that very well now, because I was laying there going, I'm supposed to go to this party.
Yeah, we, it was, but it rained like crazy. It was really fun, and we.
But it wasn't here, right? Where was it?
It was at our buddy Nielsen's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which is in High
right
Point.
Right in High Point, right by the farmer's market. But we do want to do another one, maybe, now that it's cooling off, too, we can do it at Jordan's house.
Yeah.
We that was the original plan. We were going to ask Jordan if we could commandeer.
the original plan was to ask.
Yeah,
I could walk home from there.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, yeah.
Get the neighbor to wrap some for us. He can
yeah.
stay in his backyard.
And then you have no excuses
us.
Not to come. You
yeah.
can,
well,
like,
no, it's literally
there.
Like you could throw a rock and hit my house from Jordan's house.
Or a blowgun under his roof.
If I find one blowgun dart on my roof, I'm going to stab you in the heart.
Why would you shoot a blowgun dart at the roof?
Because I could.
Right. It's that close, Christina.
That's, yeah. No, well, my backyard is currently, I just round-upped it, so it's all dead.
Okay.
So, I mean, as long as people are dead, down with,
dead
down with, like, I mean, it's real ugly back there.
Can we
it's
do,
gonna be
can
a mud
we do
hole
like
so
a, like late October, can we do like a bonfire?
That's the rainy season.
His whole yard would catch on fire.
Said
oh, yeah.
Grandpa Hank.
Well, that's the damn rainy season. No, actually, October's pretty dry here. We should be dry for a while.
So yeah, we'll gather around the fire, drink our pumpkin beers, and
yes.
enjoy the fall.
Yeah, man.
Oh, gosh. I wonder how my chili is. I didn't get...
You didn't even eat it?
No.
What are you doing?
I was early. He came to the door. I was supposed to pick him up at 5:30, and I was there at 5:28. He's like, you're early.
And I was going to grab some chili and eat it.
Not in my car. You're not eating chili in my car.
you have black seats. Nothing shows up on black seats.
Yeah, you show up on them, unfortunately.
And your chili.
And your chili.
Yeah, don't do that.
I don't even understand.
Man, I see empty glasses. We're going to have to go to the Weizenbach.
Ooh.
It's dark.
I think mine's the only empty glass.
Well,
now Uncle Mike says.
Not anymore.
There might be something left in that.
Nope.
I'm a trooper,
you
guys.
Mean, I could crush this on
if
my
a new
forehead.
Beer is being
do
poured,
it.
I finish
we should
my,
that
my
should
my
be the competition. Crushing a crawler can on your forehead.
What comes?
Oh my god.
What, do we
has,
have a competition?
Has Todd
we don't have a competition.
One of those yet?
He said he did, but he did not. No, Isabel is a big poser.
Fixer didn't happen.
Who likes to brag about it? Now, Isabel and I went to Charlotte recently. And let me tell you what.
I was out when you guys went brewery hopping.
It's an experience. Every time I go anywhere with Isabel. So, yeah, we went brewery hopping. We get there at 11, okay? We got to Old Mech at 11 in the morning, and we started drinking. And we hit, like, six breweries, seven breweries. We had dinner. And we finally get back to the hotel. And Todd's like, what are we going to do now? I was like, now? I'm sleeping. It's like 9 or 10 o'clock at night. I'm going to bed. He's like, come on, man. Let's go to the lobby. Let's go get a beer at the... Because we were in a really nice hotel in downtown Charlotte. Let's go down to the bar. I was like, okay, I'll go to the bar. I'll have one drink with you, and then I'm going to bed. So we get down there. He's like, this bar sucks, man. He's
like,
come on, let's go down the street. I was like, no, man, I'm not. He's like, you suck. I was like, I'm going to bed. And so I go to bed. I was watching the Olympics. It was during the Olympics. So I'm watching the Olympics. I pass out. 3 or 4 hours later, stumbling into the room, comes Todd. And I can hear him. So he comes in. He's like, rawr. He comes into the room. And he's like, it's fucking hot in here. And it's like 68 there. So first, he starts tearing his clothes off. And he's turning the AC down. Then, this is the greatest thing ever. So then he comes over. And he's like, I'm like somewhat passed out. You know, I'm conscious of the fact that he's in the room. He walks over to the bed. And he's like, he grabs the remote. And he clicks the TV off. And he's like, I don't think so.
And then the fucker falls asleep and snores like a freaking bear for like 3 hours. I'm awake because he's like, and it's all off cadence. So it's not like it's nice little snory cadence where I can sleep and it's got a pattern to it. No, it's like, it's like, I don't know. I don't even know what the hell is going on. So I look over there and he's like across the bed and his head is hanging off the bed. And then his phone starts making all these crazy noises, and I can't figure out how to turn his phone off. So I finally take his phone and I shove it up underneath his pillow, and I can still hear it. And I'm like, oh my god!
Ripped the battery out of that shit.
No, finally I turned it off, and finally I was throwing stuff at him, and he's like snoring. So finally he rolls over, and it was quiet for maybe 3 more hours. I got like 3 more hours of sleep, and then he wakes up in the morning, normal Todd. Right. Oh, you should have gone. I went to this wine bar, had some wine. It was great.
Typically, I don't do that.
Yeah, typically, I don't drink 7 bottles of wine.
Atypically.
It was, atypically. It was quite the experience. But then, I'm so used to it because Todd and I, we hang out a good bit, you know, not a good bit, but frequently. And we always get ourselves into these, like, really weird situations. So, and it's always just drunken stupor shit. I mean, it's like, we've wound up in places that we don't know how we got there. We've had to check our credit card receipts to figure out how to get back home. I was like, what the hell? I don't even know where we were last night. I don't even understand what's going on. It's kind of like, dude, where's my car? Like, every time I hang out with Todd.
I woke up the next morning after the morning of Summertime Brews Festival. I got so drunk at the pre-party.
Oh, yes, you did.
So drunk at the pre-party. So and I woke up, and I have this selfie of me and Todd on my phone.
Oh,
that
awesome.
I don't remember taking.
That should be the picture for the whole episode right there.
Yes. No, next time Todd is on, that's going to be the photo.
That's going to be the photo. I think I put this on his Facebook on his birthday. I'll be like, I don't remember taking this, but happy birthday.
Well, he gets so offended. He's like, oh, okay, so you're not going to go to the bar with you. Oh, no, I'm not going to. I'm absolutely not going to the bar with you. And then it's like 2 minutes later, okay, oh, so we're going to go down to the wine bar. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm going to bed, man. I'm old.
Never drink wine with Todd Isbell.
Never drink anything
or
with
beer
him.
Or beer or whiskey or yeah, anything,
especially
really.
Especially liquor. Oh, God.
I've only met him sober.
Oh,
lucky.
No. Oh, that's
I
a
don't
challenge.
Know that, Todd.
You just challenged
I don't,
Todd
I don't think you've
on the
met,
airwaves.
Wait, you've only met him while you were sober or when he was sober? Because well, one of those I don't think has ever happened.
Well, I was sober and I assumed that he was too because it was like
that, never
daytime
believe that.
And...
Oh, yeah, it was probably daytime.
Yeah.
It's not like Derek. It's not like... It's not like Derek Mine. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but he could have been like 4 beers in and you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, he's a champ.
Oh, yeah. Every single time I've sat down and hung out with
this
Todd
is what
Isbell,
needs to happen, okay? We need to get Todd to go to Derek's house and go to the laser light show that Derek has in his basement. Because those two together, we're talking about Derek from Small Batch.
Yeah.
So Derek from Small Batch and Todd Isbell and us all need to have one of these in Derek's basement with the laser light show.
You set it up. We'll be there.
Oh, we will. We'll do this thing.
So explain
and it's
two
be...
things.
Okay.
Laser light show.
Laser light show is a...
Where is Derek's house?
Derek's house is in Kernersville.
Perfect.
It's not far from here. It's really close to
yeah,
you.
It's
I mean,
just
you
right
could
down
be
the road.
A, we could be at Derek's in 10 minutes from right now. And if we went out there right now, we could laser light show it right this second, I guarantee.
What do you mean laser light show?
He has a full basement in his house. With a laser light show and a fog machine.
I don't know what that means.
And have you never seen a laser light show?
Like, I've seen them at, like, Disney World.
Yes, but he has it in his basement.
Of what?
It's
and
Derek.
You've met Derek twice? Once?
Derek from Small Batch?
Yes.
I met him once.
Okay.
He was, like, berating me about how I mopped.
As he consumed ominous amounts of... He's like, what should I try? Hey, what should I try? He's like, hey, I was like, hold on, I'll get you a beer. Okay, and then by the like, fourth beer, I'm brewing. It's the middle. It's like noon.
Yeah, it was noon.
We're not open. I'm making a beer. He's like, I'm just going to go get a beer. I was like, okay, just get yourself a beer. Let's just make this happen.
Yeah, he just stood behind me for a while and just, like, commented on everything I was doing.
And then he tried to help her. He tried to help. He's like, oh, let me help you with that. Yeah. I think that went. He was trying to be the gentleman.
have you had Derek on?
No.
That is your show.
That would be fun. How about him and Isabel?
Him and Isabel, laser light show, basement, Derek's house.
Your beer. Bring some beer.
Well, we'll do it.
Yeah.
It'll be the craziest thing ever.
Well, let me know. If Mike can't make it, he can delegate
it to me.
You
set it up, and we'll be there.
I went to Derek's house one time on a Saturday morning.
We're doing a laser light show at Derek's house.
I
love this.
Derek and I. Oh, my God. No, we were going. I'm ready. This is when we went to. With Isabel. We were going to the hop class that BSG did, the big hop thing in Asheville. They did it a couple years ago, like Hop University or whatever, and they had it at Highland. So we were going to Asheville, and so we left on a Friday. So we all showed up at Derek's house like Friday morning, okay, at like 9 or 10. I get there. Number one, he has made all this food because Derek makes a lot of food. So there's like, fuck, there's all this food spread out. But he also has all of these frozen margaritas. Oh, my God. Which he's had, like, several of already. And so he's like, yeah, come on. And then it's like, once you get over there, he doesn't let you leave. If he gets you down, I remember one time Matt Monroe at R.H. Banter, yeah. He calls me. And he's like, I'm in Derek's basement. He won't let me leave. And I was like, he's like, there's a laser light show, and I can't get out of here. It's pretty fantastic. It's hard to believe. These stories sound made up, but they're not. They're
I can't
true.
Even imagine.
I need to see this laser light show.
Derek has cannons, too, like real live cannons.
Can we shoot cannons up?
Yes, you can shoot cannons. Yes. They shoot beer cans. He has cannons that shoot beer cans.
Can we shoot these?
He also has these giant one-stroke motor things, like these things they used to use in the old-timey days. He's got a lot of old-timey stuff. He's a collector. I forget what they call these things exactly, but they're
quarter?
They're called hit-and-miss motors or something, but they're these old, like they used to run sawmills with them. So he has these giant, huge motor things that still run. Like, I remember going over there, I bet him one day that he couldn't crank one. He's got the gas out, and he's priming this thing, and it's like, pum-rum, pum-rum. And I was like, see, I told you that thing wouldn't crank. And he's like, he's like, fuck, I told you, it'll run. Yeah, he's a maniac. You know, he was one of the first ones in the Sierra beer camp thing.
Really?
He was in one of the very first beer camps, and he's on YouTube if you Google him. And he has this whole thing where he goes through this whole reasons why he should go to beer camp. And the very last reason was because he had this cannon that would shoot Budweiser cans. And he was shooting. He had it out behind his house, and he was shooting these fucking Budweisers. Boom! And this is a real cannon. I mean, it's not a very big cannon, but it'll shoot them like 300 or 400 yards. I mean, it's like, the whole truck is shaking that he's got attached to.
Derek used to work at Natty's.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
What is his last name?
Mine. M-E-Y-N. Derek Mine.
He is a very mysterious person.
He's not mysterious. He's
Did
just
I ever
insane.
Meet him?
Probably not. No. Yeah. I've only met him a couple times.
So mysterious.
The first time.
For her, yes.
For me, mysterious.
Oh, for you.
I've never met him.
You got to go to the laser light show.
I never would have expected him to have a laser light show.
We have to go to Small Batch. He's the brewer there.
Yeah.
Oh,
partial
okay.
owner?
Yes, yes, yes. He's got stake in Small Batch.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a great guy. Derek's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
He's an awesome dude. We have a lot of fun.
So.
No.
But he's crazy as shit. I mean, he really is.
Were they at the Summertime Brews Fest hotel party?
Small Batch? Oh, God.
Hotel party.
Oh, God.
That sounds like
this?
Something. No, no, I didn't.
We made... Okay, so...
That sounds like something I don't want to
At the pre-party, the night before Summertime Brews Fest, we
but
made
you
friends.
I was at that party,
yes.
I was there, too.
We made friends with the sales reps from Bombshell.
Okay.
Israel.
Chris and Israel. Yep.
Great dudes. Today, Chris posted something about saving a pit bull's life and just reaffirmed that, like, we need to hang out with him. But... cool dude. But they got super drunk. They almost didn't make it to
the show. Showed up at like 1:30.
Yeah,
this is why there's pre-parties.
Yes. But afterwards we're at dinner, you know, we're a little intoxicated, we've been drinking all day. We get a call from Israel and they're like, you guys, you got to come to the hotel. There's like, you know, 10 of the breweries are staying on our floor, and we've all got kegs to kill before we leave tomorrow. And this whole floor of just a bunch of the different breweries that were there with their doors open, bathtubs filled with ice and kegs, drinking and trying to kill these kegs. And everybody drunk as shit. It was hilarious.
We're playing,
that's pretty much every beer fest that ever happened.
Yeah.
It
felt like I was back in college. Like,
it's
at a dorm
every
party.
Beer festival, the pre-party is usually so brutal that the fest day, all the brewers are just numb for
yep.
the
yeah.
most part. I remember in probably like 5 or 6 years ago, I was drinking, we had the pre-party at Natty's, and I was drinking with Paul from Duck Rabbit and Jamie from Foothills, and this guy who was the sales rep for Highland. and so we all walked down to Mellow Mushroom, and we were down at Mellow Mushroom, because I think Paul Duck Rabbit had a beer that was coming out. It was going to be on at Mellow Mushroom, so we went down to taste the beer. And I was like done at this point, so I left. So I hear these stories the next day that I cannot think of his name. I'm glad, he probably, glad I didn't think of his name. But so they were coming back up to Benatti's from Mellow, and there was a train.
was he a little chubbier?
So he starts goofing around with the train as the train's going by. Because they're all hammered, and he gets clipped by the train. It clips his arm. Yeah, he takes a glancing blow from a train. And
so
we show up at the festival the next day, and he's going around. He's got this giant lump on his arm, like with this huge bandage on it. And he's going around all the tables going, man, let's not talk about last night. Let's not talk about last night. Yeah. So it was. It's like that everywhere. Every pre-party to every festival that I've ever seen is the last greatest party I've ever been to. It's like, they're all huge. These are massive, crazy, intense parties of beer people who don't get away from the kettle enough and drink
yeah.
way too much when they do.
That's
know?
Exactly what happened to us.
Yeah. And it was just so easy because they just kept refilling my little glass over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
With
see,
that Kumquat IPA from Full Steam that I looked up later. And it's like 8%.
It's a great beer. I remember
so
that
good.
Party. That's what I was drinking at that party.
Yeah.
That was probably the best beer at that party. Was
it
that
was.
Kumquat
it definitely
IPA.
Was.
You had like 5 or 6 of this.
I
had a couple dozen, yeah.
We ended up like talking right by the bar. So every time the bartender like caught my eye, she's like, let me fill that up for you. And I was like, okay.
That's one of your bartenders now.
Tab.
Yeah.
Or Lindsay, they were both there. They're
or
both.
Savannah.
No, not at the pre-party. I think
yeah.
Savannah, not Savannah. I think Lindsay and Tab
yeah.
both worked at
yeah, the
pre-party.
Yeah, they did.
And Savannah, I keep saying Savannah. Savannah works for us all the time, but Lindsay works quite a bit, and Tab works one night a week. So.
I'm just gonna say this about this pre-party or future pre-parties, on air, Mr. Miller.
Oh,
always
what?
Ask if you can bring your wife.
She had something else going on.
Dude, you just go in there and be like,
personally,
she works at this brewery. Who cares?
Personally, I would really
oh,
love
yeah.
to see her.
Yeah.
You just take whoever. You didn't know that.
Nobody
look,
knew.
You're a brewer, man.
Jeff
yeah.
put,
take whoever you want.
No,
Jeff,
no, 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 no.
Jeff said I worked
no.
there. Jeff said I worked at
You don't
Pink
have
Tower.
To have a
yeah.
reason. You just show up.
You just
yeah.
show up.
You can show
and
up and tell
the
them you work for any brewery. Nobody's going to know.
No.
Same thing with the fest. As long as you get to the beer fest before it opens, you can walk in and out as many times as you want. I don't ever pay to go to the fest. I mean,
I
never
pay.
Did, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm with him. Oh, I'm working over here. Oh, I'm with that guy.
It's good
you
to
just
know.
Wear that brewery's
you just have, if you get there early, nobody knows. And if you show your face enough, they all think
just
you're supposed
you
to be there. And then when the lady's going around handing out badges, you're like, I didn't get my badge. Well, who are you with? And you just look at, oh, I'm with those guys. Okay, here you go.
Just wear a Dickies shirt with
go.
A
yeah, right.
sticker on it.
They just... Here.
It was
yeah.
like a...
Who are you with?
We cut right in line when
myself.
We did go in.
Oh, we did. We did do that. We just kind of like... But we actually did sort of work the beer, bourbon, barbecue festival in
Cary.
Oh,
yeah, that was fun.
We worked, except they had volunteers to pour. So
well, that's better, yeah. You
every
don't
person
pour.
From the actual brewery just got a sampler cup to go
Not pouring
drink.
Is always better than pouring.
Yes.
It's true.
Yeah, it absolutely was.
We would just great. Check in once in a while, but yeah. She was doing great.
And considering that it was a bourbon festival, people still got shittier at summertime than they did at this festival.
People always get shittier at summertime.
Summertime was...
Yeah, we saw people pissing and puking.
Yeah,
right in front, right there on Gates of Boulevard.
Someone almost grabbed my boobs, and Jeff almost punched him in the face.
That is also true.
How do you? Wait a second now. How do you almost grab a boob?
I stumbled.
And how do you almost punch somebody in the face?
I
have to know.
So at the very end of the festival, and I'm walking towards the bathroom, and I see this guy making out with this girl, and I think they're together first, and then I see that his hand is in her hair, and she's struggling and pushing him away. Finally gets him off of her, he turns around, locks eyes on me, puts his arms out like a zombie, and starts squeezing the air, like, let me test those melons. Stumble out of his way. And then he sees the next girl he wants to go after. Jeff walks up and he grabs like all of like the biggest guys he can find, all of our friends, and they go and find him and be like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah.
And I thought he was gonna punch him in the face, and then he was just like, just don't do it again. Do you need me to call you an Uber? Because Jeff is a really nice guy and doesn't want anyone to hurt
him. Well, like he was like, I don't even remember that. He was so far gone.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even how you choose a melon.
That's not how you choose a melon. No.
No, you don't squeeze it, you smell it.
Yeah.
You are a sick fucker.
And I think on that note, it has been great having you guys on. I forgot we were still recording for a little while. I'll be honest, this was really fun.
You guys have an event coming up.
We do, on the 24th of September.
You're having a little block party kind of thing?
Yeah, block party next Saturday with bands and beer outside. And we've pulled permits, and we have a big festival going on. So.
Sounds awesome.
It'll be fun.
We'll be releasing our Oktoberfest.
This weekend.
Nah, we're releasing Oktoberfest on 17th.
Right, but it'll be there.
It'll be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And what times is that going till?
Noon until...
Until the beer runs out.
No, the beer will not.
Until you get shut down.
The customers will run out long before the beer. I promise. I wish the beer would run out. That would be a pretty fantastic day.
Yeah.
It's noon until. It's gonna be. It's family friendly, dog friendly, bring whatever. You know, it's one of the few festivals that we don't. I mean, you show up with your dog. Most people say leave your dog at home and bring your dog.
We're super dog friendly.
We're dog friendly all the time.
The most That's dog good. Friendly.
We love the dogs. The dogs are the best.
Yeah
I swept up dog hair off the brew house floor the other day.
Jordan's not a dog person.
No, I like dogs.
He's a cat person, and he also has a ferret and a weasel.
Will you guys be having food trucks?
Yes, we have multiple food trucks that day. We have face painters, if you'd like to have your face painted.
You know, Jeff does.
Yeah.
And I think we even have kettle corn.
I was just going to say that.
Ooh, kettle corn.
So we have multiple things happening.
That's awesome.
We have a lot going on. We have a lot of bands that day. We have a big stage outside.
Yeah.
It'll be cool. It'll be a lot of fun. So, stop on by.
Well, I'm sure you guys, everyone listening, can find more information out on the Joymongers Facebook page if you're not already.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, a fan or you like them in Facebook terms or follow them on Instagram, you should. Please also follow or like us if you enjoyed this episode. Any subscribers on iTunes or reviews, we truly, truly appreciate. Is there anything else, Jeff, that we wanted to mention?
Just follow us on all social medias. That's the biggest thing.
Cool. And we'll be sharing all of the events that we mentioned on the episode. If you want to meet up with us, come out and drink with us. Meet up with us at Joymongers. We're there often. That would be fantastic.
Bring your dogs.
Yeah.
They love dogs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.